So, first of all, then let's talk about 1-2-5 and this evening. It's a huge night. It's a chance for Sheffield United to display their colours and have a party.
Yeah, fantastic. So last night when Laurie and I got in, we ran into Alan Woodward coming out of the lift, and that was sort of the beginning of what's already been a great weekend. Saw he and all of his lads from his day, smoking and joking, and it was really, it's great sights. And I think tonight will be scenes. We've got Billy Gillespie's family with us. We've got some of the old greats. We've got some old managers, and we've got 1,200 really excited blades. So I'm looking forward to it. We've got people from local government and from the county FA. And I think the main thing for me is just a sense of being overwhelmed. This is when we did this. I think, James, you were here last year, and Richard, when we first announced the investment, I think it was Paul for Radio Sheffield.
It was.
But, we said at that time that the history of the club was a big deal for us in making the decision, and tonight we're going to be drinking that history from a fire hydrant. It's really an amazing thing to be a part of.
So 12 months on then, you're obviously now co-chairman, the slight rearrangement, and the Prince has gone on to do something else for the time being.
Right.
How would you sum up then the last 12 months?
Well, roller coaster ride would be the first description. We started off just dire last season. We got to the point where we made a manager change. And then since then, I think Nigel, of course, has put together a record that is very, very respectable, and has, and I think we've transformed the culture of how we make decisions and how we run the football club. A lot more power in the hands of the manager and the front office management, and a more hands-off approach from the board. So, I think there are questions about whether we've provided adequate support. Glad to answer whatever questions you guys came with today, but we really have built something special, which I think is a model that will last us a good long while.
Well, okay, I was going to come on to that later, but fans have raised questions about whether Nigel has been given adequate funding to try and sign the types of players which would almost guarantee Sheffield United promotion this season, and some of them feel actually that the spend, if you like, is underwhelming. How would you respond to that?
Well, I guess there are a couple of ways to respond to that. One is I'm not very fussed about people's concerns about an underwhelming spend. It's never been our intention to be anything other than sensible. So whatever the spend is, it should be fitting for League One and for a League One promotion campaign. And there are constraints that we don't, that we're not in command of. We don't control which players are willing to play in League One. We don't, we don't control everything. But in terms of the level of investment, I think those who say it's only been £1, clearly, could take a head checking. But because everyone knows that our club runs an annual deficit that's millions and millions of pounds deep, and so that has to be covered before any impact is felt in the football, in first team football, so that we can keep operating. So everyone's tickets, everyone, this is a football club is a cooperative, right? The fans are making their investment in the club. We're making our investment. It's in the millions and millions. We don't like to talk about the amounts. Why? Because when we do that, we put essentially a weapon in the hand of the agent who's negotiating with us, who thinks now he can take more money off of us. So we've tried to be very cagey about giving numbers. And that, I think, feeds, for those fans who think that nothing's going in, it feeds their worst fears. And it's a regrettable part of the business part of football, but it doesn't make great sense in the way the business is structured for us to put the numbers straight out there. But it's the investment that's been put in is significant, and the ongoing commitment, the open-ended ongoing commitment, is significant. So I think what some people are looking for is a big spend on transfer, in the transfer market, and they want to see a splashy transfer fee. And you know, we maybe I should leave it to the questions that you have on this topic. Why don't I do that? Just let you ask whatever you think the next question is. But I think there's more that we can say about what we've tried to do.
Well, okay. I mean, the basic one is, and I've heard it a million times, doubtless you'll perhaps have expected to hear it today, is that Harry Maguire gets sold. A couple of million quid.
Yep.
Where's that money gone? It's not been reinvested. What have you done with it?
Well, the Ferrari. No, actually, that was one for me. And went, no, no. The money is right is in the club. So let me just set the Harry Maguire record straight, because the club that we did that business with spoke against their agreement to not speak about it. They spoke about it. It happens. And they gave a number, 2.5 million. And so the fans have asked me a million times, I think, you know, where's the 2.5 million pounds? It's 2 million pounds, 1 million this year, and 1 million next year, and 500,000 pounds in contingencies based on appearances, that sort of thing. Well, it doesn't look at, I'm never going to be caught betting against our lad. Harry, I hope, gets the appearances. But it doesn't look like it's headed in that direction now. So I say it's a 2 million pound deal, £1 million this year, £1 million next year, and we'll spend the £1 million this year, probably this year, and the £1 million next year. But I don't make the decision about how to spend that money. Why? Because we as a board have made the proceeds of sales available to football management to replace stock in trade. In a crass way, footballers are our stock in trade, and so when you sell one, you've got to replace that stock somehow, right? So, how should the money be spent? It's not my business. That's in the hands of management, where it belongs, and where the decision will be more safe.
A pressing question on that is that we've spoken to Nigel in the last couple of days about loan signings and the need for them. How close are Sheffield United to doing that ahead of the next game?
Okay, so I think an unblemished record of saying nothing about transfers. So
until now, possibly.
Until now, I'm going to break down under pressure. You were here, James Chill, to hear Andy Giddings take me down. But, all right. So what I will say is, I think from the descriptions management has given me there in advanced stages on those matters that they think are important to football. To the football side of things, but we will never make an announcement until there's a done deal. I'm confident as a chairman that management is focused, resourced, and moving out on doing the business they think they need to do.
So before the next game, then.
you're wonderful. I don't have.
It's not often I get told that. So.
So I'm going to keep my record unblemished, but I think every blade can expect to see us move out, in a business-like fashion on these matters. And everyone should know that the deals that we work on are all multi-party deals, right? There's a club, there's a player, there's an agent sometimes trying to get his piece. And so we don't control all of the decisions that have to be made. We try to influence them, yes, by throwing some money at it, but we also are unwilling to do things that don't make great sense. I'll give you an example. I think it was a shame that we didn't get Chris O'Grady in this summer, right? But the fact is, we didn't. We didn't reach. We were able to offer a transfer fee that worked, but we didn't reach personal terms. You know what I say to that? I say, whatever management thinks is the right price is the right price, and that's the end of the analysis for me. You know, I'd love to have solved that particular problem sooner, and I thought that was a good solution. And there were plenty of resources to do it, but we will not do bad business, and we won't, as a board, compel management to take a player on terms that they think are not sensible. Because, you know, if you're the football manager, you have to live with the consequences of having one guy paid a lot more than everybody else. You know, so we will let the decisions be made by the decision maker who has to live with the consequences. So.
A couple of final points from me, if I may. Sheffield United is one of the biggest clubs, if not the biggest club in League One. All clubs, but perhaps the bigger ones more so, feel constrained by the financial fair play rules. How close to that envelope, the top end, the spend of Sheffield United, and how constrained are the Blades by that?
Well, I think there's probably not a lot to say publicly about this. We follow the rules. And in our league, it's the SCMP, and that protocol requires us to only spend, you know, X percentage of our take in, you know, and this means for us, I mean, last year, I think we bumped right up against it. We didn't go over it. And my guess is that we've got our foot on the gas. We'll have our foot on the gas. Let me just say this in the clearest terms. I might be one of the only chairmen in League One who can be fired for non-performance, right? So I'm not the owner. Prince Abdullah is the guy who holds the ownership interest, and I have a very simple KPI behind the word SUFC, and it is promotion, right? So we're all committed to that proposition. We'll have our foot on the gas. My guess is that, as with last year, we will again this year, be somewhere close to the limit, that we will take as much rope as the rules allow us and do everything that we can with it. So, you know, we don't, without getting into the financial specifics about, you know, how close, I just say that it's very important for us to be, promoted, and we will spend the resources required to get there, and we'll do it sensibly, and we'll do it by delegating the spend to the people who can make the most of, you know, are most qualified to make it. And I'm still very committed to the proposition that I personally am not smarter than my football manager or my MD in football matters. So I'm very happy to, you know, let them run with the ball. And I have, you know, we've got, of course, the rest of the board that informs what we do as a board. But as a board, we've collectively turned it over to the pros.
There has been an issue for Sheffield United fans for such a long time now, and it is the subject of Ched Evans and whether or not he's coming back here. From the hierarchy, what's the view? Is he?
From the hierarchy, which includes me, we've not made a decision. So we realize that he's about to be released. We've made previous press statements about this matter, which amount to our saying very little, because we haven't made a decision and we're not ready to address the issue or say more than we've said on it. We acknowledge that it's a very, very difficult issue, and we are still puzzling through it. We don't have a clear answer. So, and you know, we're not a part of, there's a part of the Ched Evans case that doesn't, you know, he's working to establish his innocence. We're not a part of that. We're a football club trying to get promoted. So, you know, we don't want to do anything that gets in his way, and we don't want what he's doing to be in our way. We're focused on promotion. That's the focus it will be. And my guess is, he's out in less than 3 weeks. So, my guess is people will be pressing us for a decision. And, you know, at this moment, I wouldn't guarantee that we've got one in 3 weeks. So I'm not giving you a time frame for when we're going to announce a decision. We just stick with what we've said so far. And we certainly acknowledge that there are different sides on this thing. We feel them ourselves. We're not different from anyone else. We feel the whole set of issues. I think the other thing that people, expect is that we're going to make this decision for football reasons, but you know, that's not the, I mean, this is a special type of thing, right? It's unusual. A decision will be made first about about the brand, and then we'll make a decision about, and then we'll leave the football decision to the football side of things. But we just have to wait, because we're not there yet.